As a witness to Martin Luther King's murder, the first African-American to make a significant bid for the US presidency, Reverend Jesse Jackson, reflects on his life in sound. Meeting Myself Coming Back is in 45 minutes. First, Life and Fate continues now on Radio 4, and the Soviet retreat from German invasion has left two new characters hundreds of miles apart.
Life and Fate by Vasily Grossman. Dramatised for radio by Jonathan Myerson and Mike Walker. Krimov and Zhenya, Lovers Once. Stalingrad and Kribyshev, October 1942.
My name is Leonid Risin. I was a lieutenant colonel, honorary rank, Air Force, in the design department. Kribyshev, it's on the Volga, about 900 kilometers east of Moscow. All the ministries, commissariats, were sent down there, evacuated. Only about 500,000 population there, but within a week, over 1 million people were there.
Are you really sure about this?
Oh, not to be stupid. Plenty much room here for everyone.
I really won't.
The kitchen in there. Ceiling is very much full of soot. No longer we use the stove, but plenty of oil fire.
I never thought the Germans would get that far. They invaded on the 22nd of June 1941.
You have the residence permit?
Not yet. Any day.
No matter. You make to share my rations.
Moscow was panicking by October. Everything was packed up. They burned what they couldn't take.
Ah, here you meet Comrade Glafira. She take care of the building.
You moving in? Where?
Mademoiselle Sharposhnikova will be sharing my living space.
Residence permit?
Where?
She brings a permit tomorrow.
I'm not sure I can.
You know where to find me, comrade?
She's very worried about us all.
I don't think my permit will, actually. I don't want you to get into
anything. There, in there, is the family of one dockman, but he not here. He fighting. In library is gynecologist.
Sorry,
he share with one man behind green blanket.
Sorry.
Next, behind screen, is woman with child.
Even the Bolshoi was sent out to us. International news agencies, Molotov, Khrushchev. And I saw the wife of the British ambassador in a hotel. She had to queue, just like the rest of us. I saw her wrap the bread and sugar lumps in newspaper, take them up to her room.
You seen Comrade Glafira about this?
Two beds in my room? Wrong! If only one person in two-bed bedroom.
Surprised you didn't invite your other friend to stay.
My other friend?
Adolf.
Hitler never, my friend. I am anti-fascist.
Still, he's one of yours.
He is cannibal.
Sold yourself to the Germans then, have you, comrades?
Comrade Yernikovna was with my family when I was young.
Oh, she's told us all about her governessing days. There's no need to be coy about your posh past, comrades.
She has invited me to share her living space.
Oh, sold yourself to the fascists. Spread a bed.
Ignore him. Always he make noise. And here is home.
Jenny, I'll make sure I stay late at work.
And leave me lonely. Oh, sit down. Tell me about your brother, your little sisters. How is Lyudmila and Marusia? My little Marusia.
You don't know.
Oh, please don't.
Her barge was hit, getting out of Stalingrad. My sister drowned.
Oh, my God. Marusichka. Little Marusichka. She's totally gone.
She's gone. She's gone.
Bielski, Vyacheslav Alexandrovich. At that time, I was serving as a staff officer at 13th Guards Divisional HQ. By mid-September 1942, we were barely hanging on to the city. Stalingrad, it's a long, thin city on the west bank of the Volga. Factories, power station, workers' homes. It's a beautiful city before. Before the Luftwaffe dropped 1,000 tons of bombs on it. 40,000 people killed that day. Old streets reduced to just chimneys, you know. A line of chimneys, like lampposts. Everything else, piles of bricks.
General Rodintsev.
Over there.
I mean, it must have looked like the right tactic, but it changed the city. You know, it made it perfect for us. Chuikov had been given command, and he told all our men to get within 50 metres of the enemy. It was too close for the German plane to operate, see? Thing is, if the Germans actually got to the river, battle was lost.
Comrade General, political lecturer Krimov reporting.
I was just thinking, what we really need is a good lecture.
Staff lecturer Krimov reporting, sir.
You're a battalion commissar.
On lecture on morale duties at present.
Oi, Bielske, remember the last one they sent us? Not a hair on his head to be touched.
I've been instructed to the dispute between the colonel and the commissar on the 39.
That's settled.
We rarely find that these matters are satisfactorily resolved.
Half a tonner on the command post. Lost 18 officers.
That's 16 good men, plus those two.
Comrade.
Will there be a lecture tonight, comrade lecturer?
I had presumed that my duties included...
Can you do us one about the second front, comrade?
Sorry?
When are the Allies going to shift their arses and open a second front?
You leave him alone. There's only one question. How the bloody hell am I supposed to launch a counter-offensive out of this pipe?
I noticed all the bunkers on the hillside as I crossed over. It's like a battleship.
You don't build for posterity, comrade.
Batyuk, you seen his bunker? That oak door? It's like the Senate.
You see Podufarov's? He's got a cape for a door. What's this to keep out flies?
I heard his wife left him just before the war.
At least they haven't got water running through there.
Comrade General!
Report.
They pushed me right back. They're into the ravine.
Show me.
Here. Came through Academy Square over the railway lines.
Hold them back.
They're 200-300 meters from the Volga, General. You have to allow me reinforcements.
There are no reserves, Captain.
20 men?
There's no one. If tonight's barges have a good crossing...
Let me.
Comrade lecturer, such bravery.
For your information, I've also served as a battalion commissar. I fought in the Civil War. 11 months ago, I personally led 200 men out of encirclement south of Kiev. Comrade.
Somebody get Tolstoy. We need you written up.
Yeah, off you go, Captain. Halt the enemy. Yourselves. At whatever cost.
Reach the landing stage. Our flank is totally exposed.
At whatever cost.
Good man. Want to fight, do you, comrade lecturer?
If there's a place for me.
Unhappy love affair.
Makes you think that.
That's a yes.
No, that's enough, comrade. What you said... You're currently on lecture duties?
Comrade General.
Unfortunately, I can't send a political forward without authorization.
Got one of the Politburo here, have we?
Comrade,
I'll send you over to Major Bierovskin. He's always getting into trouble without being ordered to. How does that sound?
Comrade General.
Right, back to work, everyone. We need to see how we can support these poor buggers.
Who else
is
she going to be here 3 weeks? She's going to be here. There's no way confident.
Shaposhikova, YN.
My papers.
Now, sit there. So, what can I do for you?
Comrade Grishin, please, I beg you to understand. All this time, I have had no ration card.
Well, your residence application has been refused.
Comrade, please, think. Do you know Sharposnikov Street by the Market Square? It's named after my father, a hero of the revolution, right here. I work in a military establishment. I'm a qualified draftsman.
Well, you need a statement on your behalf. Without that, I'm powerless.
It's military aircraft design.
Well, it's not clear from the documents. All right? Get me an official statement. Understand?
Comrade, it's simple. I only need an official letter saying that this office falls under the People's Commissariat for Defence Industries.
But this is idiotic.
Just write it out for me. I'll take it back to the police station this evening.
You're indispensable to us here.
Thank you, comrade.
So, you need to get the police to send me a request. All right, without that, I can't write any letter. Can you just do that?
So, if you just request the document, he'll be quite happy to furnish you with the paperwork.
Hmm.
Is that... yes?
I have no intention of sending any such request.
Sorry?
I'm not empowered to send any request of that nature.
But if you don't send...
Absolutely not.
It's just a piece of
all
paper.
Right, yes, all right, yes, all right, yes. I do understand his position, yes.
It's just a piece of paper which says what we do in this office.
I know. All right, get him to ring me. He can ask me for the document over the telephone.
Do you think you could...
Ask him to ring me, please, comrade, but, all right?
So, Comrade Reason will write it out beginning, you know, in answer to your telephone inquiry of such and such a day and blah, blah, blah. So I've written it all here. His name and rank, and that's his number, and also, you know, just in case, he takes his lunch from 1 till 2.
Why are you telling me this?
So you can ring him. Ask him.
I have no intention of ringing anyone.
Why not?
It is not my responsibility.
But Comrade Reason, he says that unless he receives a request, even over the phone, he is not permitted to write the letter.
Then he most certainly shouldn't write one.
So what do I do? I am a woman alone in this city. Comrade, look at me.
Why would I do that?
Thank you, comrade.
Forget him. Policeman. Not even real men.
Wish I bloody could. Oh. Sorry. He's just... How am I supposed to eat if they won't even...
Your new colonel, Liebchen. Never you talk about him. You've not even told me what regiment he lives in.
Tanks. He's a tank commander.
Ooh, must be very stuffy.
He's not. He's really very...
Oh, inside. All shut inside one of those tanks, breathing the same air.
Oh.
You must miss him especially. Always, you were the one who was worrying, chewing your little plaids.
No, that's not. I feel free. I've never felt so light. That's the thing. I'm free of it all. I am totally alone.
Oh, you have me.
I mean the people asking something from me. It's a liberation. None of my sisters. No Krimov.
But him you mention again. Always the man Krimov. You were not even proper married.
I'm just so glad he's not here, pestering me. That's all I mean. I'm released. It's a release.
Sorry. So many times I say the wrong thing. Oh, Schubert. Schubert, my little pumpkin. May I do open the window?
It's your room.
We share the room. Oh, come in, little Schubinter. Look. It's Zhenitka. Yes, she lives here now. You know that.
He's still not used to me.
Here. Little Shubi, I save you this.
That's herring.
Oh, he loves it so.
Don't let Comrade Glafira see. She'll have you for undermining the war effort.
Oh, Shubi is a fine anti-fascist. He fights the invader mice all along the road. Don't you? You little front of pig.
Nice and cool, just how you like it, Comrade Major.
Very funny.
Barber's outside, got a new razor. Says Major Biedovskin's got to be up first if you want to shave.
Comrade Lecherer can go first.
Thank you, no.
It's probably already snowing in the Ural Mountains.
Ah, got to be.
That's where my wife and daughter are. Still haven't heard from them.
Would you like me to speak to someone back at...
Overnight report, please, Comrade Orderly.
Shell on the kitchen block. Killed a storeman, chief of staff, 2nd Battalion, on his way for a slash, a splinter in the shoulder. And the sappers caught a 5-kilo pike, stunned by a grenade.
5 kilo?
Aye, maybe 6.
And?
I gave it to young Captain Movchovich.
Then I think we should tour the lines.
What do you say, Comrade Lecturer?
Looks much the same, wouldn't you say?
I don't know how you tell.
What?
Which of the houses are our men and which contain fascists?
Well, can't you smell the schnapps? The speck! Come on, then.
What is it about General Radim Seth and the newspapers? They always write about him. You think he was defending Stalingrad all on his own?
I'm sure you will be.
Do you know how many times we've lost and retaken this hill? I don't know. That's how many times. Germans take it, we take it back. We won't let them keep it. Right.
You have to watch it along here. Once they've had their breakfast, they'll shoot at anything. They don't have to save ammunition. Stop. Their snipers love this gap. You go first.
Major, I have been in combat.
Your army political. Go on, before he's ready.
If you're ordering.
You're heading for that corner. Hmm? See the queue here, sign? On him, stopping for a cigarette after you got through. Bugger clearly doesn't smoke. Look! Bloody hell, fanatic. Clipped the heel of my boot.
You're a lucky man.
Right. Cellar's over there. Steps behind that bit of corrugated. You'll soon be able to smell that fish. At ease. Sit down. Carry on. This is Staff Lecturer Krimov from Politico.
Comrade?
Don't look so sad. He's here to lift morale.
Don't worry. No lectures.
So, show me this pike, then. Whole division's talking about it.
The fish, please, Comrade Cook.
Captain here wanted it stuffed, kosher style. Mm-hmm. I've got pepper, I've got two bay leaves, now I've got to find him a horseradish.
Had it like that once in Bubruisk. To be honest, didn't think much of it.
Oh, me neither. But you know these sappers.
Put it away, then.
Really?
Well, you caught it, Lushovich. You eat it.
I wanted to report, Captain, overnight. Yeah.
German attack, but we...
Fascist attack.
Yeah, we beat them back. Then a shell blew out the slope. Got myself buried up to here.
Yeah, hard to dig him out. Yeah.
We laid mines, Comrade Major. Chessboard, along that road out there.
The Germans are withdrawing forces from around the Red October and concentrating them against us here.
We can tell.
A large number of tanks. Tigers. Right. You understand?
Won't let you down.
Better have a look at your lines then, not too far off.
Comrade Major.
Sir. Do you know, I still haven't heard from my wife. It's weeks.
I'm sure they're safe.
All I know is she and my daughter were heading for the Urals.
This is our rear. Wounded down there in the basement.
See them.
Waiting for evacuation. The front line's up there.
Let's go.
Germans took that ruin over there last night. It's a sod. My whole left flank's exposed now.
We'll have to do something about that.
And a softening up attack on building 6.1. Bang on 9 o'clock.
Which one?
That one. That apartment block. Well, it used to be. Now it's four stories of holes.
Good defensive position. Good gun emplacements.
They've taken out every other house in the street. Fritzy's tried everything. Mortars, torpedo bombs, flamethrowers. So every morning, our boys come back out the cellar and set their machine guns up again.
Have you contact?
No. Telephone lines keep getting blown.
Didn't I ask for a radio operator?
She's here.
Benglova!
Comrade Major?
You're going in there for us?
If that's orders, Comrade Major.
What's your name?
Katia. Sorry, Operator First Class Katia Venglova.
Be careful, all right?
No! No!
Here, my dear. Let me help you.
I'm all right. I'll just check my equipment.
Shall we? Right, Captain Podjufarov, what have I seen? I don't like the way you treat your wounded. We've got divans at the command post, but your men are lying on bricks.
Major?
You could have sent for fresh bread, but your men are eating dry husks. Third, your political instructor, he was blind drunk. Fourth, your platoon commander was wearing German trousers. His subaltern was wearing two watches.
I'll see to it.
Anything to add, comrade?
No. Except, if you want someone to take over from the political instructor.
Well, he's a good man. It's just a moment of...
In addition to him, then.
What's this about, comrade lecturer? Troubles back at the political section?
It's got nothing to do. I want another chance.
To get yourself killed?
To prove something. To myself. And...
And?
I was married.
I see. Come on. Apparently, Dierkin's fitted a sniper sights to an anti-tank rifle. Takes out machine guns with a single shot. Should it be possible?
Those days, I used to visit your parents in Moscow every Thursday evening. I don't know who chose Thursdays. And we'd sit and talk and talk and talk all night sometimes. What is it, Yevgenia Nikolaevna? You seem a little...
It's that man.
Is there someone...
At the police station, the district inspector. The way he looks at you. You're not even a human being. You're another petition.
When, in fact, you're a very beautiful woman.
It's my fault. Maybe I am used to men behaving in a certain way.
You really can't blame us.
Let's talk about something else.
You mustn't be so scared of yourself.
Please.
Would you like an omelette?
You have eggs.
Tricky without, but arguably not impossible. However, I have three. This pan, this electric stove, and I doubt you knew this, the proud boast that I taught the chef at the National in Moscow. I taught him how to make omelettes.
Alexei Yefimovich.
100% true. I may well be... nonsense. I am the finest omelette maker in the country. Prepare to be astounded.
Au fine herbe.
Indeed. Though today those herbs are represented by a few carrot tops, that man Hitler has much to answer for.
This surely is the worst of his crimes.
Men have hanged for less. Oh, have you seen the new Picassos?
Where?
They're in here. Oh, no, it was the August edition. Where is it? Oh, is it over there, under those dreary old Akmartovas?
Oh, your butter's burning.
I wish. Margarine.
It's burning.
Now you know my secret.
This one, August edition.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle. Extraordinary work.
Fama ciseau chapeau poisson.
Remarkable, isn't it?
What's a fish hat?
Oh, really, my dear, does it matter? You must borrow it. I can come round and pick it up in a few days.
I can't take it. There's a woman.
Sorry?
The Fira, our house manager. She snoops around when we're both at work. Takes things.
I don't see why anyone would want to...
She knows I haven't got a residence permit. Knows I can't complain.
Why would she care?
People like her, they want to get at anyone. She's got eyes like mouldy olives.
You've been here over a month without a permit.
And once your application has been refused, they come round. The police make you sign a statement undertaking to leave within 3 days.
They really bother with that kind of thing.
I'm giving up. I'm going back to Kazan.
No, don't. No, please don't. Please have one more try. And then if they really won't give you one, let me know. The secretary of the local party committee is always at concerts and things. I'll talk to him about you.
That's very kind.
Come on, it's ready. Must eat it hot. Too hot to touch hot.
These?
Ah, smell that. Oh, I can't deny it. I genuinely love eating. Quick, here. Ever seen such a fluffy one? One bite, and I apologise, you will fall in love with me forever. Quick, taste it. How is it? Is it? It is, isn't it?
Come on, give me one basic line. Must be one.
None of them, all shot to hell.
Nothing. I have to do something.
Shall I run a message?
Without doing that.
What's one message? I have a whole division to command.
They know what they're doing.
Don't think we have any reinforcements to deploy.
General, there must be something I
can... Copy, General! The enemy have broken through to the command post. Divisional staff. All divisional staff. Check your personal weapons. Take as many grenades as you can. Follow me!
Is that gun? Take it. Ammunition stuck over there.
No, you don't.
You know, you have to trust the soldier's intuition. He might be deafened, he might be isolated, but often he knows more than his divisional commander staring at a map. He knows everything about that isolated artillery piece, that stranded enemy soldier, that machine gun emplacement. And that's when he becomes himself. That's what enables him to truly understand, sense himself, his worth, his purpose. The only thing he has no sense of is time. It might be 10 seconds, it might be 10 weeks. There's just the suddenness of that explosion. The length of the trench, the field of fire.
Why aren't you tired? Hmm? Like the rest of us. We were fighting all night.
Time. It's transparent. I understand.
You do know your way around every machine gun. You take it all back.
Listen. Some men belong to their time. You see, they're made by it. And then their time flows away. And the man still breathes and cries and believes, but the age that belonged to him, that's gone. It's disappeared.
I'm sorry, I haven't got the faintest idea what you're talking about now.
1917, I was reborn. I was a child of those times. Now, time's moved on and I'm the stepchild. You know you don't belong. Yesterday you were so sure of yourself. Now another age has come.
What you need is a woman. You must have a woman tucked away somewhere.
Did. With Zhenya, I needed to exist. Now she's left me, I'm hollowed out. Finished.
Look, why don't we get some breakfast?
The prisoner we got. His battalion only flew in yesterday.
And your point is?
Oh, for God's sake, Bielski. Their reserves straight into battle. That's bloody good news.
Especially with our divisional staff having to launch their own counterattack.
What's wrong with him?
Apparently he's been hollowed out. Oh. By a woman.
Yes. How may I help you?
My director, after all, Lieutenant Colonel Reason. He has written the letter you asked for.
I made no request.
He was able to get it requested through the secret section. Okay. He brought it to me this afternoon.
Yeah.
Is it in order, Comrade District Inspector?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your help.
Although, in this instance, unfortunately, I'm going to have to refuse the residence permit.
You appear
to have no connection with the living space in question.
You've just been having fun with me, haven't you? You said that's all I needed. You said... I thought you wanted to help me. You were finally pleased that it was... No. You're just a turd!
Please, lower your voice.
You're worse than the people in 37! Sending everyone off to the camps!
Come right, Edith, Olivia.
So happy come with
on,
yourself.
Then. Come on, then.
Sitting there, enjoying yourself, and get off me! I have not finished.
10 years.
What?
For that kind of talk, shut it!
Do it! Who cares? Send me off to the camps! Who bloody cares? He's a turd! Face it, all of you! There's no point in any of this!
Calm down, calm down.
And you're all turds, if you believe in a turd like that!
Next, please.
Well?
It's from Novikov.
I know.
He says he's going to visit me, if he can. Their train might make a halt here.
Is that not good?
Have you ever been in love, Jenny?
Oh. Why ask me?
Have you?
Oh. There was this boy with golden curls and light blue eyes.
And you loved him?
He had one white collar over the velvet jacket.
When was this?
I think 11. Maybe I am 12.
What happened to him?
Oh, him I know only by sight.
People will talk about me. I can hear them now. So, the lady wanted a man around again. Doesn't want to waste her best years. She gets rid of the has-been, the old party man, gets herself a tank commander.
He loves you. That is a good thing.
He could get killed. Worse, he could find some pretty little 19-year-old to leftist.
God will keep the bombs off him.
He makes me so happy. But all the time I've got that bloody Krimov standing there, right there, between me and Pyotr Pavlovich. He's still ruining my life. I have every right to love the man who loves me, don't I?
No one can stop you.
Krimov. He always seems so weak and helpless, like he's lost and alone. And that's the last thing he is. Innocent people don't get arrested. I can hear him saying it. It's so cruel. It's why I had to leave him.
Whenever I find a person being unkind, I say, what is frightening this man? Why does he to be unkind like that?
So, Yosha, is that you?
What?
So, Yosha, what on earth are you doing here?
Uncle Nikolai.
So, Yosha, here, come here. It's good to see you.
Yeah, and you.
You're alive.
I have to get back. Can you help me?
I don't think...
I've been here days. I got chosen to get sent back, make a report or something. We can still get through this tunnel under the tractor factory. I mean, it was good to get some water. God, we've been drinking out of the radiators. As soon as I saw the Volga, I just put my head in it like a dog. I was so... My whole head...
Hang on. Where were you posted?
Building 6.1, past the tractor factory, front line. Division want me to make a report on what's happening. But it's all right. The manager's got it worked out.
Manager? Who's this?
Vanya, Captain Grigov. But that, he gets us to call him there. You know, like building manager, caretaker.
Sounds... How does he keep the discipline?
He's amazing. Except...
What?
There's this radio operator that they sent through to us last week.
I saw her. Aglanova, Bendrova.
She's so young, and those other men in there, they're so, you know, experienced, and...
Mm. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. That would be...
Have you heard anything from your family?
No, we haven't had letters, not since...
Nothing from your Auntie Eugenia?
Nothing.
I thought maybe
Can't you get them to send me back?
I'll talk to someone.
Obtuse indifference. A unique eccentricity. A terrible difference.
That's very nice.
I had imagined a slightly more ecstatic response, especially after I got you your residence permit.
I'm no critic.
You're more important than that. You're a lover of poetry, a beating soul.
You know, my Krimov, he didn't care for poetry. I lost the habit.
Who cares about him? That's over, isn't it?
Of course. And we're not together anymore.
This woman you share this room with, she definitely won't be back.
The old lady she looks after, she stays the night when the son is away on rounds. He's a dentist.
I've no idea how you both fit in here.
We get by.
I suppose there's always room for your thoughts.
Yes.
And I've been thinking a lot about love lately.
How is your wife?
Do you know what love is? What sexual love is? It's a vitamin deficiency. It's a spiritual vitamin deficiency.
Yes.
You've seen cows and deer when they need salt. They'll do anything, anything to keep themselves healthy.
Not sure I have.
What I lack, what my wife lacks, I search for in the object of my love. Do you understand?
Not yet.
A man craves in his lover what he has been starved of for years, for decades. A man's wife is the cause of his vitamin deficiency. Now do you understand?
It seems awfully complicated.
Just a spiritual deficiency, and you have the vitamins. Here, your body, your glorious body. It holds all the vitamins I need. Let me lose myself in here, in your sex. Let me.
I really don't think there's any need to pour at me like that. Do get up. Sorry. I sound like a kindergarten teacher.
You do. You certainly do. Your poor husband.
He was never my husband.
You talk about him a great deal.
He's... for some reason, I'm missing someone else, and it makes me think about Krimov.
This someone else. You love them?
Obviously.
Oh, well. Maybe that residence permit earns me a vodka, then. Instead.
The observation post at 6.1 is giving us daily sightings for our artillery on the East Bank. Our sappers can go forwards to harass enemy tanks.
And Fritz won't move forward until all resistance is extinguished.
They never do.
And the political situation, the partisan activity inside the building.
I don't take it as that, comrade lecturer.
They write no official reports. Apparently, the commanding officer behaves like one of the lads. They call him Vanya.
One report, does it matter?
Sounds more like the Paris Commune than a military unit.
Comrade General, this is initiative. I wouldn't mind being surrounded if it meant I could forget all this paperwork.
Didn't I order one of the men to be sent back, make a full report?
He's outside.
Shaposhnikov, in here now.
General wants to hear from you, comrade.
Tell us about building 6.1.
Morales, hi, comrade general.
We've heard about some irregular activity there.
Nothing to report.
What you told me about everyone calling Captain Grekov the building manager.
Am I supposed to?
Tell the general.
We all fight together, eat together, everything. Fritzy sent up a white flag. They said they'd let us have safe passage back to our lines. The manager said fire and we shot them all. You could see the blue sparks coming out of this tank. It was amazing.
You address him as the manager?
Is that wrong?
Think you can handle this, Krimov?
I've been in the front line since the day the Germans invaded. I think I can handle a bit of partisan nonsense.
The manager, he's in command. It's not like no one could change his mind or anything. Not Buddha, not general commanding.
Sounds rather chaotic to me.
We're not partisans.
Partisans never think they are.
Spirovskin, I want Krimov here to go forward to building 6.1 as battalion commissar. Established Bolshevik order.
Comrade General?
If he gets sticky with Grekov, I want him to take over. You'll get him through to this building?
Certainly.
Krimov, daily reports.
Comrade General?
And I want everything in writing. I can do without political giving me grief.
You'll see him safely through to 6.1, Sharposhnikov.
Major?
It's surrounded.
I am aware.
And we have agreed not to withdraw from the position.
I understand.
Right then. Took you a month, but you're now at liberty to get yourself properly killed any time you want, Comrade Lecturer.
Commissar again, now.
Get kitted up. We'll send you off as soon as it's dark.
Jenny! Jenny! I got some sliced starch and some make... Jenny? What's happened? Jenny, where are you?
Your friend's gone.
Who's done this to our room?
An inspector. NKVD.
I've got my permit. It's all
in... She's been arrested, comrade.
What for?
She'll be on transport by now. With all those other fascists.
She's a good woman.
There's good work to be done in those camps.
She hasn't even got her coat. I'll have to take it to her.
Don't.
She'll need it.
Don't waste your
time. She needs winter clothes.
Evgenia Nikolaevna, you know what I'm talking about.
I have to... Schubert, come here.
That cat's got to go and all.
You can't. I'll feed it.
See what I mean? First she gets her foot in the door, then she goes off and tells the appropriate authorities about her German friend. And before you know it, she got the whole space to herself.
Nice. How can you?
I'll help. With the cat, I mean, I'll make a contribution.
Really?
It's not a bad little room, this.
Thanks, I just need
to... It's nice.
Thanks.
Hey.
Jenny. Krimov. Where are you, Krimov? I'm so sorry.
You crawl for the first 20 metres, then you can stand up.
Come on, Uncle Nikolai!
Coming!
What are you doing?
Just saying goodbye.
Who's you?
No one, sorry!
Uncle!
Genia, think of me sometimes.
Uncle!
No, don't. Forget me. Forget me right now.
In Krimov and Zhenya, Lovers Once, Krimov was played by David Tennant and Zhenya by Raquel Cassidy. Jenny was Eleanor Bron. Alexei Yefimovich, Adrian Scarborough. Glafira, Elaine Claxton. Grishin, Peter Polikarpu. Rizin, Gerard McDermott. And Dragin, James Lely. Biorozkin was Sam Dale. Rodimtsev, Bruce Alexander. Bielski, Alan Raglan. Vavilov, Simon Bubb, Movshovich, Jonathan Forbes, Podchufarov, Carl Prekop, Serioja, Freddie Fox, and Katya, Katie Angelou. Original music was composed by John Hardy with Rob Whitehead. Life and Fate, Klimov and Zhenya, Lovers Once, was dramatised by Jonathan Myerson from the novel by Vasily Grossman. The director was Jonquil Panting, and the producer was Alison Hindle.
Krimov's story continues on Wednesday. This evening, Janet Suzman reads Anna's letter to Victor at 7:45. Life and Fate is based on the translation by Robert Chandler, and you can watch an interview with David Tennant about the production on the Radio 4 website. Coming up after the news, John Wilson is joined by the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who recalls his close friendship with Martin Luther King. That's in Meeting Myself, coming back here on Radio 4.